Well, this is one of the most important pages for you if you're a loan officer. You want to know how to get a sit down with a realtor. Just kind of like on Match.com, you're looking on Match.com and you go, now there's a person I'd like to meet. You reach out to them and they don't reach back. You save them as a favorite, you send them a note, and they don't reach back. Ugh, rejection. Thing is, you only need one. With real estate agents, to do an extra $1 million, you need about 5 to 7 people who say, you know what, I like you, I trust you, let's do this together. It isn't as easy as just saying I met realtors at an open house or at a golf tournament, and I gave them my business card, and the process will begin. And they'll start sending me business because I'm lovable, I'm likable. That's not how it works. It's a process to build a relationship. And today, again, the realtors, let's say in theory, have agreed to do a sit-down with you. The question is, when I've asked so many loan officers this, if you could get a sit-down, what are you going to talk about? And they've said, I don't really know. I can get sit-downs, talk about how I do jumbo loans or whatever kind of loans, and we'll get it done on time, I promise. Which did nothing for agent challenges. So the sit-down, it's all about them. Just like a first date. Should the first date somebody has be all about me? Let me tell you about me. Me, me, me. I'm so proud of me, and you're gonna like me as well. No, almost nothing should be said about you as a loan officer. We don't care that you've been around for 900 years and your company's been around and you're the number one, number two, number three in the country or the state or in the community. That doesn't matter to us. We have problems. I'll give you an example. The problem could be we have issues with building inspections. I'm going to walk you through that idea in a moment here, as well as, you know, it could be about lead generation. But first of all, let's say the agent has agreed to do a sit-down with you, and you're going to talk to them about the idea that they said during your first phone call with them, when you asked them what are their greatest challenges. Is it building inspections? Is it seller servicing? Is it contract negotiation? Is it lead generation? Tell me, agent, what keeps you up at night? What are the challenges that you face week to week? Are you trying to build a team? Those are 4 or 5 questions you can ask the realtor, and they say to you, blank, here's my issue. Let's assume they said building inspection. Let's go ahead and end this audio and move on to how you handle that conversation.